KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's currently 70 degrees under partly cloudy skies here at the KJAN studios at Atlantic. For today, we do look for partly sunny skies with a high getting up near 86, as we do have a slight chance for some showers and storms. Better chance, though, for showers or storms appears to be during the evening hours here in southwest Iowa. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. In the news this morning, firefighters from Atlantic and Marnie were called to the scene of a house fire in Atlantic early Friday morning, as the call was dispatched at 3:09 a.m. for a structure at 600 Oak Street. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese.
That's the old Mullen Funeral Home. Hockenberry's leaving on it now. Top story was fully engulfed when we got here and got it under control, got it knocked down. Difficult access, obviously not sending anybody in. We've got a lot of bowed walls, roof collapsed, so trying to get it under control and totally out is going to take us a while. I have absolutely no idea at the moment what may have caused this. Rumor is people have been in and out of here off and on, maybe possibly staying in here, but that's undetermined at this time.
McNeese says local firefighters were on the scene for about 6 hours. They nearly had the flames contained by about 4 a.m., but then the upper floor collapsed and sent another round of flames into the air. The bulk of the fire was under control by about 4:35 a.m., but the debris continued to smolder late into the morning and was expected to do so for several more hours. There was no injuries reported, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Witnesses say the flames started on the upper floor of the east side of the home in an area that served as an apartment above the garage. The flames quickly engulfed the upper floor, and embers, fanned by brief, strong, gusty winds from time to time along with thick gray smoke, flew through the air. Firefighters doused a house across the street to the north with water to prevent that structure from catching fire. A neighbor who lives nearby a full block to the north says she could see embers flying by her house. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Stanton man Friday afternoon. Just before 3 o'clock Friday, 18-year-old Drew Dale Goodrich of Stanton was arrested for third-degree theft. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on $2,000 cash bond. Also, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office received a report on Friday afternoon shortly after 4 p.m. of stolen property in the 400 block of Broad Avenue in Stanton. 38-year-old Reggie Dean Resch of Stanton reports that sometime earlier in the week between Tuesday and Thursday, someone had stolen two iPods, two Ford F-250 center caps, one Ford F-250 lockout hub, and one 20-pound propane tank from his vehicle that was parked on Broad Avenue. He estimates his loss at about $1,200. Anyone with information is asked to call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers. Two people were injured when a horse and bicycle collided Thursday night south of Council Bluffs. Sheriff's Department spokesperson Sergeant Wayne Ritchie told KJAN News that the accident happened sometime just before 9:30 p.m. on the Wabash Trail, about 6 to 7 miles south of Council Bluffs. The injured were identified as 25-year-old Elizabeth Cleveland from Kansas and 46-year-old David Dusher from Nebraska. Ritchie says there was an event leading up to the incident, which occurred during the Thursday night taco ride on that trail.
Deputies were patrolling the trail, and they have a place there that a lot of them meet, which is called Margaritaville. It's basically where people meet and just, you know, drink. It's about 5 to 6 miles on the trail from the original trailhead. Deputies observed two females on horses that were consuming alcohol in this heavily populated cycling area. The two females were acting in a careless manner by riding their horses in and around all the other people that had the bicycles there and were coming in, slowing down, moving out.
The women were reportedly told to move their horses or ride in a less populated area for safety reasons, or as the deputy advised, somebody was going to get hurt. The women left but then returned. At about 9:25 p.m., deputies were dispatched to the vicinity of the Wabash Trail and Dumfries Road, where an overpass and trestle are located.
It was reported at that time that a female had fallen from a horse and had a broken leg. At approximately 9:30, they arrived on location, and the female was laying on the south side of the trail with an injury to her leg, and there was a medical student, was a passerby on a bicycle, it sounds like, that was attending to her.
The woman was identified as Elizabeth Cleveland. Her riding partner, 25-year-old Lauren Heitman from Iowa, told deputies that they had been thrown from their horses. Heitman was not injured, though.
Lauren stated that a biker had hit her, and that is why she was thrown from the horse, and it bucked each of them off. They did locate the cyclist that had ran into the horse, David Dusher, who stated that him and his friend were riding west on the trail. They both had lights on their bikes, front and rear. He saw the two girls on the horses and that they were on the north side of the trail. When they were passing the horses, one horse got spooked. It jumped into the path of the riders, and this is when the collision occurred.
Cleveland was transported by Lewis Township Fire and Rescue to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha for treatment. No charges have been filed in connection with the incident at this time, as no other details are currently available. Taking a look now at state news on KJAN, a congressional committee has approved legislation that would keep F-16 fighter jets at the Des Moines-based Air National Guard unit. The House Appropriations Committee on Thursday voted for the measure that would stop the retirement of all National Guard aircraft until Congress conducts a cost-benefit analysis. Republican Representative Tom Latham, a committee member, says the Air Force would have to finish that study by October. The Government Accountability Office would review that study. Officials at the University of Northern Iowa say 12 tenured faculty members will sign up for buyout incentives or phased retirements, saving the school about $1.3 million as it seeks to reduce spending. UNI administrators say the reductions are needed because of the school's budget that's in dire shape, forcing the closure of the Malcolm Price Laboratory School and ending of dozens of majors, minors, and graduate programs. 7 faculty members have agreed to the early separation incentive plan, and 5 opted for a phased 2-year retirement option. State labor officials say Iowa's unemployment rate fell to 5.1% in April, marking the 4th consecutive drop in that rate. The state's April rate was slightly better than the March rate of 5.2%. The April 2011 rate was 5.9%. Iowa Workforce Development Director Teresa Wallert says the state's construction industry is having a strong year, helping the jobless rate. The manufacturing and profession and business services industries also added jobs in April, while the transportation and warehousing sectors had high losses. Well, astronomers and others who like to study things beyond the Earth will get a treat Sunday when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun. Richard Miles of the Science Center of Iowa says they have set up a special event to watch the eclipse.
This is going to be visible for us here in Iowa starting at 7:20 p.m., and it will last about an hour and 10 minutes before the sun sets, at which point we'll be at 66% coverage. So 66% of the sun will be obscured by the moon, and we'll basically see a crescent sun.
He says it's the first eclipse of any kind this century that's been seen in the mainland U.S. As Miles says, some people in the U.S. will see more of the sun hidden by the eclipse.
What will happen is people who are in the path of what's called totality, Albuquerque, New Mexico is an example of people who will be in this path for this eclipse. What they'll see is the moon directly in front of the sun, but the moon will be a little too far away from the Earth at this time to completely block the sun, so they'll see a ring of the sun around it. But since we're outside of that path of totality, we'll only see part of that. But again, we'll see about 66% coverage from here in Iowa.
And now taking a look at our funeral announcements on KJAN. 86-year-old Herbert Claire Standing of Earlham died on May 2nd at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. The family will hold a gathering for Herbert Standing this morning at 10 o'clock at Bear Creek Conservative Friends Meeting House in rural Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham is in charge of the arrangements. 86-year-old Jack Rasmussen of Manila died on Thursday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Jack Rasmussen are going to be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Yodi Funeral Home in Manila. 78-year-old Clara Mae Thornton of Griswold died on Thursday at her home in Griswold. Funeral services for Clara Thornton are going to be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. And 84-year-old Madeline Lorraine Miller Strom, formerly of the Fontenelle area, died on Thursday at Iowa City Health Center. Celebration of Life services for Madeline Strom are going to be held on June 16th at 11 a.m. Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle has the arrangements, as well as Steen Funeral Home having the arrangements as well. That is a look at our news on KJAN. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN News.